And we're back and ready for the boys' game on this Monday night. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis. It's 7:23, 29 degrees. Let's take you back down to Canton, Missouri for the boys' broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's Andy Middleton.
Thanks much, Dave Bowden. Right, you are back at Canton High School. It's the boys' turn. Putnam County Midget Basketball is on the air. And I am still Andy Middleton, true story. As the boys are getting introduced, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Canton Tigers, they go with Zach Sparrow. He's a sophomore. Brady Hoeing is a senior. Dalton Burhorst, a senior. Preston Brewer, a freshman. Tyler Frazier, a freshman. 6-15 are the Tigers, coached by Ron Curtis. The 19-2 and currently ranked number 3 in the state, according to Max Preps, the Putnam County Midgets, Jaden Wyatt, a senior. Lance Fowler, a senior. Zach Heidenwood, a senior. Owen Ream, a sophomore. And Landon Wood, a senior. 19-2 and coached by Kyle Fleshman. And the last Missouri Coaches Association poll I saw was early February, and they were ranked 4th in that one. So we'll go with Max Preps there. They got them ranked number 3 in the state behind Salisbury, and I think Dave said Norwood among the top 3. So it will be Kyle Frazier gets the start, and he controlled the tip, and Kyle Frazier is a big kid. As a three-pointer immediately by Preston Brewer won't go down. Brewer got his own rebound, missed the shot, and Landon Wood comes out with it. Here come the Midgets. Three-pointer from the right side by Heidenwith won't go down. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Zach Sparrow. So it's instead of Tyler Frazier, it's Kyle Frazier. And while I was changing all that, Landon Wood got the first 2 points of the ball game. 2-0 Putnam County. And Zach Sparrow will put it up from the right elbow, but there for the rebound. That may be trouble for the Midgets. Kyle Frazier got to be 6'7". Got the rebound and put it back up and in. We're tied at 2. A foul at the other end. Or turnover at the other end. Putnam County with a basketball. They get it into Landon Wood. Tried to get Frazier in the air. Took it right at him. Reverse layup wouldn't go down. Brady Hoeing the other way, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to call it on Jaden Wyatt. No foul. Poked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Wyatt. So Burhorst with it. Pass ahead to Summers. Left wing, the Sparrow, left wing beyond 3. Dribble it to the free throw line. Pass stolen away by Fowler, and he'll take it right at Burhorst, lay it up and in. Lance Fowler has 2. 4-2, Putnam County with the lead. Canton with a basketball. Long pass ahead to Hoeing. Left wing beyond 3. Man-to-man defense by the Midgets. At the free throw line for Frazier. Now a shot by Sparrow. Rejected by Owen Ream. So Hoeing will inbound it. Looking, inbounds for Burhorst in the backcourt. At the free throw line, Kyle Frazier, turnaround 10-footer, wouldn't go down, and Putnam County in a hurry. Lance Fowler had it at the right block, and he's going to be fouled. And the foul is on Dalton Burhorst. Inbound it to Wood, now up top for Wyatt. Wyatt between the circles. Get it to Heidenwith, who got it to Wyatt coming in the paint and missed the bunny. Canton the other way. as skip pass into the corner for Brewer. Back out to Burhorst. Burhorst dribble drive to the free throw line. Floater in the paint. Wouldn't go. High for the rebound is Fowler. Putnam County the other way. Fowler hands off to Wood. Wood double clutch in the paint. Put it up from five and got it to go down. Landon Wood has four, I think. Now Frazier at the free throw line. Will give and go to Hoeing. His layup from the right side goes down. Brady Hoeing has 2 points. Midgets the other way. Deep three-pointer by Heidenwith. Top of the key. Wouldn't go down. Rebounded by Hoeing. Outlet for Burhorst. Canton trailing by two with the basketball. Now Sparrow along the left baseline. An eight-footer by Preston Brewer goes down. We're tied at six. Wyant across the timeline. Ahead to Heidenwith in the paint for Wood. Wood has his shot altered by Frazier, but the rebound by Fowler, and he's fouled by Kyle Frazier. His first, team's first. To the free throw line, we'll go Lance Fowler. Fowler, free throw up, left it short. Two looking for three. Just the start of this one. State-ranked Putnam County Midgets, top seed in next week's District 6 Class 2A tournament. Missed them both, but Landon Wood with a rebound. A little flip pass to Fowler. And now they're working around. Three-pointer by Ream off the front of the rim. Wood with a rebound. One dribble. Put it up strong. 6 points for Landon Wood. A two-point Putnam County lead. They get it, Frazier at the free throw line, guarded by Wood. Now deep three-pointer off the back iron by Burhorst. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Fowler. Putnam County wants to run. Fowler tried to force one. It's poked away, ran down by Zach Heidenwith. Over to Ream on the left wing. Now dribble live, flip pass to Wood. Turn around from six, wouldn't go down. And rebound ran down by Brewer. Here comes Canton down by two. Brady Hoeing out of control. His shot blocked by Fowler. Picked up by Wood. Back to Fowler. Now Fowler dribble drive. The free throw line from Wood. Shot from there. Wouldn't go down. And out with a rebound, Burhorst. Burhorst wants to run. Get it for Sparrow. Along the baseline for Brewer. Airballed it. High for the rebound is Fowler. And Lance will bring it up. And now Heidenwith thought about the three, skip pass over to Ream, head and shoulder fake along the left baseline. Now Wood, top of the key for Zach Heidenwith. Three-pointer pinballs out. Rebounded by Burhorst. Under three to play. Pass almost stolen away. Long pass by Heidenwith that goes out of bounds. Stays with Putnam County. That's coming into the ball game for the Midgets. Jaden Pribble, but he's not in Canton's official program. So Pribble in the ball game. And Sparrow for Frazier along the baseline. Shot wouldn't go. Biden without with a rebound. Lance Fowler out with a rebound. Now they get it to Wood in the paint. He's going to get it back out to Pearson, who's in the ball game. And Pearson puts it up and in. Gage Pearson. So this time, Burhorst is going to walk it across the timeline, get it for Sparrow on the left side. Skip pass stolen away by Lance Fowler. Fowler in the paint at the right block. Drew contact, no call. Shot goes down, 4 points for Lance Fowler, and it's a 6-point lead for Putnam County as Wyant gets set to check back in. The other end is Brewer. He'll try right wing three. Buried it. Preston Brewer has five. Putnam County by three with a basketball. Wood, touch pass. Out to Pribble along the baseline. His shot wouldn't go down. The other way is Sparrow. Pulls up on the left wing. is a pass to the free throw line for Brewer, and Brewer puts it down. And Brewer heating up. He's got seven, and it's a one-point Putnam County lead, 1:13 to play in the first quarter. Fowler, and now Heidenwith on the right wing, back to Fowler, top of the key. Fowler with a dribble. Zone defense as Heidenwith, three. Ball up and in along the baseline. Zach Heidenwith has three. 15-11, Putnam County. Dalton Burhorst with the basketball. Ahead to Brewer, right wing beyond three. Picked up by Pribble to Frazier. Turn around from eight. Wouldn't go down. Lance Fowler with a rebound. Putnam County the other way. Get it to Wood at the free throw line. Kick it out. Heidenwith, another three ball on the way. Bullseye! Heidenwith with two trays in a row. 29 seconds to play. 18-11, Putnam County. Dalton Burhorst ahead to Brewer. Skip pass over to Sperry. He'll try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. Landon Wood with the rebound. Outlet to Fowler. Get it to Heidenwith. He's got the hot hand. No bounce pass in the corner for Wood. Back to Fowler, top of the key. Back to Heidenwith. Three-pointer up. In and out. And the rebound stolen away at the buzzer was Fowler. Missed the shot. After one, it's Putnam County 18, Canton 11. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you.
Are you eager to plan ahead for spending around the holidays or looking to set money aside for a vacation? At People's Bank of Wauconda, we offer a variety of club accounts to help you start saving. Save for Christmas, education, real estate taxes, or a dream vacation. Let People's Bank of Wauconda make saving easy. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Canton High School in Canton. Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. As we start the second quarter, Putnam County with the ball leading by 7, 18-11 is Wyatt back in the ball game. Owen, touch pass to Trace Rittiger in the ball game, and Canton steals the ball away. Burhorst. Back to Brewer. Brewer along the left baseline. Put it up too hard. Wouldn't go. And Rittiger out with a rebound. Outlet to Ream. Wyatt in a hurry. And Ream with a three-pointer airballed it. Ball goes out of bounds, but last touched by Canton. Landon Wood on the bench getting a breather. So they get it in for Pearson. And now his pass stolen away, picked up by Frazier. And Frazier will get it out to Biggerstaff in the ball game. Three-pointer from the right wing won't go down. Now with a rebound, Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt dribbles all the way in. Now kicks it out, Pribble on the left wing. Back to Ream at the free throw line for Pearson. Now Wyatt, right wing beyond three, to the right baseline, tries a dribble drive. Kick it over to Pribble, to Ream, touch pass Pearson. Ream will dribble in, just past the free throw line, put it up, wouldn't go. And Canton the other way is Burhorst, ahead to Brewer. Brewer, one dribble, skip it over to Biggerstaff. Along the baseline, Frazier's shot goes down. Tyler Frazier has two. 18-13, a five-point midget lead with a basketball. Ream, touch pass Pearson at the block, tries to work around Frazier, and he gets tied up by Tyler Frazier. So Canton the other way, ahead to Biggerstaff, and now Brewer along the baseline, Frazier. They tried to get it into Kyle Frazier. He lost a handle on it, got it back, and puts it up and in. 5 points for Kyle Frazier. I saw him, got to see him a couple of years ago at the Highland Tournament at the other end. They get it to Pearson, lays it up and in. Gage Pearson with 4 points. I was impressed with him as a freshman. And I'd say he's definitely put on some muscle. I don't know if he's any taller, but he's put on some muscle in the last couple of years. The other end shot goes up, gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Midgets. Wood comes back in. Also, Heidenwood comes back in. Pearson sits down, and Pribble sits down. The bigger staff to inbound it for Canton. Get it in for Hoeing. Try to juke move, lost a handle on it, and Heidenwith out with it. Putnam County the other way, leading by 5. As they fire a pass in for Wyatt, or check that. Owen Ream three-pointer wouldn't go. That's a Riddiger. Canton the other way, Brewer. Now Biggerstaff stolen away by Ream, left block. No, he's going to be fouled on the floor before he could get a shot off. The foul's going to be called on Biggerstaff, his first, team's third. As Wyatt comes out of the ball game and back in Lance Fowler. Oh, they call a foul on Landon Wood on the inbound for pushing off. Burhorse comes back in. Trevor Biggerstaff sits down. 5:13 to play in the first half, 20-15, Putnam County with the 5-point lead. Burhorse head to Hoeing, right wing beyond three, skip pass for Brewer, three-pointer up and in. Preston Brewer with 10, and it's a 2-point Canton lead. Head to Heidenwith, left wing beyond three, they get it in to Wood at the block, back to Heidenwith, three-pointer on the way, left it short. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Fowler. Missed the putback, and Frazier out with a rebound. That was Kyle Frazier. The other way in a hurry comes Canton Hoeing. And for Frazier, now a whistle and a foul. They're going to go against Putnam County. And they call it on Zach Heidenwith, his first, team second. Get in for Tyler Frazier. Back to Hoeing between the circles. He's going to hand off Burhorse. Now Brewer into the left corner, Frazier. And lob pass. Got past everybody except Owen Ream. Right at Preston Brewer. And he's going to draw the blocking foul and send Owen Ream to the free throw line. So on Preston Brewer, his first, team's fourth. Owen Ream looking for his first points of the ball game. First free throw, left it short. Back into the ball game, Zach Sparrow for Canton. Preston Brewer is going to get a breather. 4:20 to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 20, Canton 18. As Owen Ream, second free throw, missed them both. And they're going to get Wood for his second foul over the back. Third team foul. Landon Wood and Kyle Frazier have had a battle so far in the first half. Hoeing across the timeline to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Get it for Kyle Frazier. Turn around over Wood. Shot wouldn't go. Out with the rebound, Heidenwood. Outlet to Fowler. Putnam County wants to run. Fowler to the top of the key to the free throw line and then threw it over the head of Zach Heidenwood. Pearson comes back into the ball game. Landon Wood's going to sit down. He smacks the chair, not very happy with himself. Kyle Fleshman and the officials here wanting some answers about something. I think maybe that second foul on Wood, he was wanting some answers. It did look a little ticky-tack, but I'm sitting way up here, and they're right down there. Tyler Frazier with a basketball. Get into the paint for Sparrow. Turn around. Now Tyler Frazier along the baseline. Shot wouldn't go. A foul on the rebound Grace Rittiger gets fouled by Zach Sparrow. So Fowler with it, 3:35 to play in the first half, 20-18 Putnam County. Fowler across the timeline, top of the key. Now Heidenwith, right wing beyond three into the corner for Pearson. Back to Fowler, go around to Ream, into the corner, left corner. Heidenwith buries the three. 9 points for Heidenwith. A five-point Putnam County lead, 3:14 and counting to play in the half. Across the timeline, Burhorst. For Hoeing, he'll dribble drive, five-footer, one go. Pearson with a rebound. Give it to Fowler. Fowler, top of the key. Lost a handle on it, got to pick back up. Now Ream, bounce pass block for Rittiger. Back to Ream. Heidenwith, head and shoulder fake, dribble in. Now Ream will try a left side three. Got it! Owen Ream has 3 points. 26-18. Here comes Canton. Burhorst across the timeline. Sparrow, left wing beyond three. Ball fake back to Burhorst. Burhorst to the top of the key. Got it poked away by Heidenwith. Picked up by Rittiger. Rittiger to the right block. Put it up in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. And out with a rebound is Brewer. And a whistle and a timeout by Canton. With 2:23 to go in the first half. Putnam County 26, Canton 18. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Back at Canton High School, as we come out of the timeout, Putnam County midget basketball on KMEM. Canton with the ball, trailing by eight. Now three-pointer goes up. That was Burhorst, missed the shot, but Sparrow with a rebound, turn around from five, got it to go down. First two for Zach Sparrow. Putnam County by six with the basketball. Fowler across the timeline between the circles. Now give it up. Heidenwith, left wing, or right wing beyond three. Kick it into Pearson, back out Heidenwith, three-pointer up, got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Heidenwith. He's got 12. Under two to play, 29-20, Putnam County. Pass for the block for Brewer, now top of the key. Burhorst drops the three from the top of the key. Canton staying right with one of the top teams in the state in Class 2A. It's Fowler along the baseline. Tried to flip one into Rittiger, stolen away by Burhorst. Now Brewer, left wing beyond three. Deep three-pointer, Burhorst skips in and out. Pinballs in and out. Rittiger with the rebound, hands off Fowler. And now Heidenwith, another three-pointer goes down. Zach Heidenwith is on fire here in the first half. A nine-point lead and almost stolen away by Heidenwith as he dives for the loose ball. Wyatt comes back into the game, and Rittiger sits down. Gans ball, 54 seconds to play in the first half, trailing by nine. And now Sparrow will try a three-pointer, too hard off the back iron, and out with a rebound, and getting fouled doing it is Heidenwith. Fouled by Caleb Cox into the ball game. Cox picks up foul number one. Fifth team foul. Putnam County's ball out of bounds. Jaden Wyatt will bring it up for the midgets. And What do we got going? Oh, they had a guy at the bench that nobody saw. Brady Hoeing comes in. And out comes Caleb Cox. So Wyatt with it to the free throw line. Yeah, that's Carter Simmons in the ball game. And now Zach Heidenwith finally missed a three, but there for the rebound was Wyatt. Puts it up and in. An 11-point Putnam County lead. The other end is Sparrow into the paint. Kick it over right wing for Hoeing. And now Burhorst floater in the lane. Goes down. Five for Burhorst. 11 seconds. Wyatt to the top of the key. Heidenwith with right wing beyond three. Lob it in. Pearson at the block. Too far under. Kick it out to Heidenwith. Deep three-pointer. Missed it. And that's the end of the first half with a score. Putnam County 34. Canton 25, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri, member FDIC.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together,
your news,
there
well,
are no
it's still
limits
news,
to what we can achieve.
But when you subscribe
for
to your weekly newspaper, it may take...
Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, 44. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for snow on Thursday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 29.
Welcome back to Canton High School. We're at halftime of this Putnam County boys, Canton boys matchup, and it's Putnam County after one half, 34-25 with the lead. Canton's hanging right with them. Putnam County led 18-11 after one, but only outscored Canton 16-14 in the second to lead 34-25. Preston Brewer leads the way for the Tigers, 10 first-half points. Canton got two from Zach Sparrow, two from Brady Hoeing, 5 points from Dalton Burhorst, two from Tyler Frazier, and four from Kyle Frazier. Zach Heidenwith with the hot hand, 15 first-half points, all from three-point land. Jaden Wyatt with two, four from Lance Fowler, three from Owen Ream. Gage Pearson has four, and Landon Wood with six in the first half. 34-25, Putnam County. I'll be back with more halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Cha-ching! Gas prices just keep going up, and there seems to be no end in sight. It makes good sense to keep your car or truck running well to get optimal gas mileage. Bring your vehicles to the professionals at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, 710 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville. There you'll get your vehicle tuned up and get the best gas mileage possible, especially as colder weather sets in. Now, you don't want to get stuck out in the cold. Remember, at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, we don't just work on vehicles, we fix them.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Beatles are headed to IMAX for entertainment tonight. I'm Kevin Frazier with What to Watch.
Jojo lift his home.
The Beatles' 1969 concert on the rooftop of Apple Records Savile Row headquarters makes its debut as a 60-minute IMAX feature. Get Back, the rooftop concert is in theaters now. This report brought to you by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. For Entertainment Tonight, I'm Kevin Frazier.
Would you like job security along with great pay and benefits? Panagold, the bakers of Country Hearth bread products, offers a starting wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Back at Canton High School in Canton, Putnam County Midget Basketball on KMEM. We're at the half of this ball game. Putnam County leading 34-25. The girls' game, it started out, it was, two quarters. Canton won the game 65-37, but they outscored Putnam County, the Lady Midgets, 19-5 in the first. Putnam County outscored Canton 14-10 in the second. It was a 10-point Canton lead at halftime, and it was the third quarter. Canton came out, and it seemed like almost instantly had a 30-point lead. They outscored Putnam County 30-10, led 59-29 after three. Much of the fourth quarter was played with the mercy rule. Putnam County outscored Canton 8-6 and lost 65-37. Putnam County drops to 10-12, while Canton improves to 16-6. Nariah Clay led all scorers with 25. Macy Glasgow at 11. Macy Fisher with 12. Carly Seaton led the Lady Midgets with 11 points. 34-25 at the half of this boys' game. I'll be back with more halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you like to hunt or fish or both, Hillside Gunshed north of Memphis has all the supplies you need for whichever activity you enjoy. Hillside Gunshed has archery supplies, hunting and trapping supplies, and everything you need for fishing and ice fishing this winter. They've got over 300 guns and ammunition in stock, along with hunting and fishing permits. Hillside Gunshed is located just north of Scotland County Hospital off of Sigler Street. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4. So stop by or give them a call at 660-465-2506. That's 660-465-2506.
Looking to make improvements around your home? I'm Richard McCann with your Easy Fix Moment. A lot of people have basements, but a lot don't. They have what's called a crawl space. And now that cold weather is here, it is time to close up the vents underneath your house. A lot of people ask me if we should or shouldn't, and I'm saying you should. Frozen pipes come from wind blowing underneath it, so let's not have frozen pipes this year. Close up those vents. Brought to you by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Bank of America Corporation.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Welcome back. Canton High School in Canton. Putnam County Midgets Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. Big week of basketball. Final week of the regular season. And we got games every night this week. Marceline at Knox County tomorrow. Wednesday, it's Novinger at Schuyler. Milan at Scotland's going to be a fun game on Thursday, especially that girls' matchup. And Friday, final game of the regular season, Fayette at Schuyler County. And then we start districts next Monday. 16 districts, both Class 3 District 6 in Monroe City and Class 2 District 6 in Queen City. So we'll have Monday, we'll have girls' action, Princeton and Putnam County. In the opener, the 4-5 matchup, the 3-6 is Canton and Knox County at 7:30. And then I'll be in Monroe City girls' first-round game, Highland and Clark County, a 3-6 matchup, and that probably will be streamed on KMM. As we start the third quarter, Putnam County had it, got stolen away by Zach Sparrow. So Sparrow along the baseline, head and shoulder fake, just inside the three-point arc. Missed it. High for the rebound, Zach Heidenwith. Heidenwith pass ahead to Ream. Ream, spin dribble at the wing. Give it up to Lance Fowler. Shot goes up. Drew the foul on Kyle Frazier, and that's what they need. They need to keep him on the bench a little bit because he's giving Landon Wood fits on that block. But Fowler missed the shot, drew the foul. He'll get two. First free throw up, got it. Lance Fowler with five, looking for six. It's a 10-point, possible an 11-point free throw up. Alligator armed it, got his own rebound, goes up. Or dump it down to Wood. Wood goes up, got it. And I even think he went up strong because I think Kyle Frazier got a finger on it. 8 points for Wood. And now ball stolen away, inbound pass stolen away by Wyatt. Gets it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith's going to dribble drive. He's going to get a foul on the floor on Zach Sparrow, I believe. It is on Sparrow, and that's his second. Second team foul, midget basketball under their own basket. Dump it in Fowler, and his shot knocked away by Kyle Frazier. So Putnam County will keep it, get it into Wood. Up top for Wyatt. Ream swing it around to Heidenwith. Three-pointer on the way. Baseline three goes down. Zach Heidenwith has made more than he's missed from three-point range. As Sparrow falls down, keeps the dribble Curly Neal style, and is able to get it away to Brewer. Brewer picks up his dribble on top of the key. Sparrow now Burhorst left-hand three. Left wing three won't go down. Not left. He didn't shoot it left-handed. Left wing three. Heidenwith, three ball up. Bullseye! From the right side, Zach Heidenwith has 21. And just like that, just like what Canton did to the Putnam County ladies, the midgets have come out and gone up 43-25. The other end, Burhorst, little floater in the paint, goes down. Dalton Burhorst stops the bleeding. He's got seven. The other end, they're going to Heidenwith. Didn't take the shot that time to the top of the key. Give it up, Fowler. Thought about again, Heidenwith. Now Ream will try a three from the left side. Pin balls out. Fight for the rebound is saved inbound to Landon Wood. Knocked away from him. Picked up by Burhorst. Ahead to Hoeing on the left side. Back to Burhorst between the circles. Into the corner for Brewer. And for Kyle Frazier, turned around, poked away from him, picked up by Fowler to Ream. Left block, put it up, missed the shot, drew the foul, and Owen Ream will go to the free throw line. I think they got Burhorst for the personal. They did, his second. And to the free throw line goes Owen Ream with three, looking for four. Free throw up. Got it. Pearson comes in, and Fowler's going to sit down. And now timeout on the floor with 5:33 to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 44, Canton 27. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Van Buren County Register, based in Keosauqua, Iowa, is the largest weekly newspaper in southeast Iowa and covers scenic Van Buren County. Check them out for local features, public notices, school information, the sheriff's report, court news, and specials at your local grocery stores. They also do lamination and take passport photos. Call 319-293-3197 for more information or check them out on Facebook page. That's the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua, Iowa.
Welcome back to Canton High School, Putnam County Midget Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along. As Owen Rehm gets set to shoot his second free throw and try and make this an 18-point lead. Free throw up, missed it, too hard off the back iron. Sparrow high for the rebound. What was a 9-point halftime lead? Putnam County has made a 17-point lead. It's a steal by Zach Heidenwit. Less than 3 minutes into this third quarter. Get it, Rehm, right wing, beyond three, head and shoulder fake. Back to Heidenwit, deep three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And Frazier with a rebound, outlet to Burhorse. Here comes Canton with 5:07 to play in the third. Now we've got Biggerstaff back into the ball game. Got it in for Frazier. Tried a hook, missed it. And out with the rebound is Wyatt. Wyatt dribbled all the way in and got the ball. He's tried to get the kick it out to Heidenwit. End up walking with it. The Burhorse will walk it up the floor, be met by Wyatt at the timeline. Just about threw it over Sparrow's head. Now Frazier tried another hook shot. He's getting pushed around in there by Wood. Missed it badly. Top of the key is Fowler. Now Rehm left baseline three. Oh, in pinballs in and out. Pearson with a rebound, put it up, missed it. Pearson with a rebound, hook shot up, missed it. And Wyatt, ball loose on the floor, hands off to Wood, taken away from him by Burhorst. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jaden Wyatt. His first, team's first. 4:15 to play in the third. Burhorse to the top of the key. Now Biggerstaff right wing beyond three into the corner for Sparrow. Sparrow brings it back to the right wing. Dribble in. Floater up. Won't go. And rebound lost. Tipped around and finally ran down by Biggerstaff. He lost a handle on it. And now pandemonium as bodies everywhere. Biggerstaff somehow comes out of there with it. And then he's going to be fouled by Owen Rehm. On Rehm, that is foul number one. Team foul number two for Putnam County. Burhorse, his inbounds pass stolen away by Fowler. Give it up, Rehm, from the left side, up and in. Owen Rehm has six. A 19-point midget lead. 3:37 to play in the third. Sparrow, left side three, left wing three, airballed it. Heidenwit there. For the catch, Rehm fires one to Pearson, stolen away by Sparrow. For Burhorse. Ahead to Brewer. Back to Burhorse in the paint. They're going to get Rehm, I think, with a reach. They do. Owen Rehm picks up his second foul, and he's going to come out. Fowler's going to come out, and Landon Wood's going to come out. Riddiger back into the ball game. Also, Carter Simmons in the game. And Lance Fowler back into the ball game. Biggerstaff, reverse layup up and in. Trevor Biggerstaff has two. 46-29. Fowler, now Heidenwit between the circles, guarded by Biggerstaff. Now Fowler, top of the key. Over for Simmons, left wing. He'll dribble around, picked up his dribble. Kick it over to Fowler on the right side. Fowler, dribble drive. Now he'll back out. Get it for Heidenwit in the backcourt. For Pearson, the free throw line. Touch pass for Fowler. He'll dribble in, try to get everybody up. And then his pass for Carter Simmons is knocked out of bounds. Stays with Putnam County. Zach Heidenwit will trigger. 2:31 to play in the third. Heidenwit will lob it in for Riddiger. Simmons, and now Fowler between the circles. Drive in, Hyden with deep three-pointer from the right side, left it short. And long rebound ran down by Sparrow to Burhorst. Across the timeline, dribble drive to the block, jump stop, put it up, missed the shot. Pearson with a rebound. Underhand outlet to Lance Fowler. Fowler to the top of the key. Thought about it. Now Hyden within the paint. Turn around, put it up. Missed the shot. Frazier with the rebound. Actually partially blocked. Burhorst ahead to Sparrow. Back to Burhorst. Now Sparrow. Ball fake. Back to Burhorst. Lob it in Frazier against Pearson. Put it up off glass. Missed the shot. Fowler with a rebound. And a whistle and a foul. Who'd they get? 50. Well, that's Kyle Frazier. So Frazier picks up foul number three, and he's going to sit down as Tyler Frazier comes into the ball game. And Lance Fowler with it, a minute 44 to play. 46-29, Putnam County with a lead in the basketball. Fowler, dribble drive along the right side of the key, jump stop, tried to flip it to Pearson, but Pearson has already turned around for the rebound, and somehow Carter Simmons came away with it. Now Hyden within the paint. That's his first deuce of the night. 23 points for Zach Heidenwood. And a 19-point Putnam County lead, 48-29. Biggerstaff, right baseline, dribble drive. Got in the air, kicked it out to Brewer on the right wing, left wing. For Sparrow, now Burhorst, three-pointer up and in. Dalton Burhorst has 10. Fowler. Now Simmons will try a left side three. Missed it. Fight for the rebound is Riddiger. And ball goes out of bounds. They last touched by Putnam County. 51 seconds to go in the third. 48-32, Putnam County. Now pass. They tried to force one inside. It's poked away. Loop ball loose on the floor. And Biggerstaff. Is going to get Tyler Frazier is going to get called for traveling. Pearson sits down. Simmons sits down. Also, Heidenwitz going to get a breather. Wood back in the ball game. Owen Ream back in the ball game. As well as Jaden Wyatt. Now Ream. Now Fowler, dribble drive in. He'll dump it into Riddiger, who made the shot, but not before Fowler was fouled. The foul is on Frazier, his first. Team Spiff, Wood in the paint. Got everybody in the air on the left side. Put it up and in. Landon Wood has 10. Hey, he's been given fits by Kyle Frazier for most of the game, but Frazier riding the pine right now. Three-pointer from the left baseline from Brewer won't go. Skips across the rim. Biggerstaff with the rebound. Biggerstaff will try a three. Almost at the buzzer, and that's how we end the third quarter with a score. Putnam County 50. Canton 32. Back with the fourth in a moment. This is KMBM Sports.
Need motorcycle repairs? We offer just what you need at Main Street Motorworks. We specialize in motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and automotive repairs. Consignments are welcome. We also sell tires and proudly use of AmSoil products. With over 40 years of combined experience, come see the guys at Main Street Motorworks at 101 North Highway 63 in Greentop, Missouri. Or give us a call at 660-949-2337.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Welcome Welcome back, Canton High School in Canton, Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. We start the fourth and final quarter. Putnam County up 50-32. Canton with the basketball. Burhorst to the right wing. Skip pass over to Brewer. Brewer to the free throw line and going to be fouled. Say Wyatt got a hand on him. His second, team's fourth. Burhorst inbound for Brewer. Baseline three goes down. 13 points for Brewer. As district starts next week, Canton is, I think, in the boys' side. They're the sixth seed. They play Schuyler County. They're not going to be an easy out. As Putnam County turns it over, a floater. That was Sparrow missed it. Rebound Fowler, outlet to Wyatt, and he's going to take it all the way to the house. Missed the shot. Frazier with the rebound. Outlet to Burhorst, ahead to Sparrow. Sparrow, the right wing, kick it out, Biggerstaff. Now Burhorst will try a three-pointer. Got it. Dalton Burhorst with 13. 50-38. Now Wood takes it right at Kyle Frazier, hooping the harm. And Frazier playing with four fouls. Landon Wood with 12 and the and one coming up. Tyler Frazier quickly off the bench is going to come in for Kyle. So Kyle Frazier sits down with four fouls. Landon Wood, 12 points. The and one coming up. Free throw up. Got it. 13 points for Landon Wood. It's been a quiet 13 for 55. 53-38, Putnam County with the lead. Canton with the basketball. Biggerstaff picks up his dribble across the timeline. Get it to Burhorst, right wing beyond three. Burhorst with a spare left wing to the top of the key to the free throw line. Hand off Frazier, left side, layup. Got it to go down and the foul. And now we await to see who the foul they're calling on. Landon Wood, that's his third. Tyler Frazier with four, looking for five. I think they called on Landon Wood. They haven't put it up yet. And it's a 12-point ball game with the free throw. 5 points for Tyler Frazier. The Midgets have not been able to put these Tigers away. Landon Wood, his pass stolen away by Burhorst, and Burhorst pass poked out of bounds by Jaden Wyatt. I don't know if it's a case of long bus ride over here from Unionville or they looked at these Canton's record and thought, bah, we're third, number three in the state. Shot goes up by Frazier, missed it, rebound Wood. Hey, Zach Heidenwitz has not messed around tonight. 23 points for Zach through three quarters. And in three quarters, because I think he started the fourth quarter on the bench. Ream's pass poked away, picked up by Ream. Baseline three goes down. Owen Ream with 9 points. 56-41, Burhorst motors across the timeline to the top of the key to the free throw line. Kick it down in the corner for Brewer. Brewer drives the baseline. Pass back out to Burhorst, poked out of bounds by Wyatt. As Heidenwith comes back into the ball game, and Owen Ream's going to sit down. Preston Brewer comes out of the game for Canton. Frazier to Tyler. Now Burhorst to the top of the key. Skip pass to Sparrow. Right wing back to Burhorst. 5:26 to play. Burhorst another three-pointer on the way. Left it short. Ball loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Tyler Frazier. So Putnam County the other way, leading 56-41, 15-point lead for the Midgets. Heidenwith, right wing beyond three to the top of the key, over to Fowler on the left wing. Lance dribbled to the free throw line. Looking now, Riediger, top of the key, back to Fowler. Fowler walked with it. So back to Canton with 5:05 to play in the ball game. 56-41 Putnam County. Midgets trying to win for the 20th time this season. They get it to Hoeing back into the ball game. He falls down with it. Ball picked up by Fowler. Midgets in a hurry. Fowler in the paint to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Finds Heidenwith. Fall away. Jumper got it. 25 for Zach Heidenwith. It's 58-41. Burhorst to the top of the key. Kick it out to Hoeing on the right wing. Hoeing, give it to Burhorst. Deep three-pointer from the right side. Shot won't go. Heidenwith ran it down, and he gets pushed by Brady Hoeing. Hoeing's first, team's sixth. Actually, team seventh. We're walking the other end to shoot free throws. The 25 and 26 points for Zach Heidenwood. He has another one. Free throw up. He missed the second one, but going for the rebound was Wood and Burhorst, and Burhorst ended up knocking it out of bounds. So Putnam County keeps it under their own basket, hiding with the trigger, lob it in for Wood, turn around, under the basket, hook shot up, wouldn't go, and ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. Clock stopped with 4:21 to play, 59-41. Midgets with a lead, Tigers with a basketball. Burhorst jogs it across the timeline, picks up his dribble. Frazier back into the ball game. Free throw line, kick it, touch pass back to Hoeing. His shot would not go. Long rebound out of bounds, last touch by Canton as Pearson comes back into the ball game for the Midgets, and Riddiger is going to sit down. .408 and counting. Wyatt across the timeline. Wyatt dribbles to the right side, all the way to the baseline, back out to Pearson on the right wing. Ball fake into the corner. Wyatt just inside the arc, puts up the shot, wouldn't go. Burhorst with a rebound. Burhorst in a hurry. Left side for Hoeing, and he walked with it. Tried a dribble drive and tried to fake pass. And then, but he took like an extra step and a half after the fake pass, and then when he actually made the real pass, it was too late. Wyatt across the timeline pulls up top of the key. Now Fowler left wing beyond three for Heidenwith in the backcourt. Lob it to Wood at the high post. Drove the key, missed the shot. Now with the rebound is Brewer. Outlet to Burhorst. Burhorst to the right wing. Skip pass into the corner. Hoeing, three-pointer on the way. Left it short. And Wyatt with the rebound. Wyatt dribble driving the paint. Back to Fowler, top of the key for Heidenwith. He'll drive the key. Picked up his dribble. Give it to Wood. And I think he just fouled out. Kyle Frazier missed the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Kyle Frazier's night comes to an end with 4 points. So Landon Wood with 13, looking for 14 and 15. 59-41 Putnam County. Wood, free throw up. Got it. Landon Wood has 14, as Fowler's going to sit down. Probably Lance Fowler done for the night as Carter Simmons comes back into the ball game. And Wood, free throw up. Nice touch. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 15 points for Landon. And a 20-point midget lead ahead to Hoeing, right wing beyond three. Hoeing, ball fake back to Burhorst. Now Burhorst will dribble to the right side. Gets a pick from Frazier. Into the corner, Biggerstaff. Drives the baseline back to Burhorst. Burhorst, baseline three. Airballed it. Guy Pearson out with a rebound. Outlet to Wyatt. Wyatt motors across the timeline in the paint to the house. Got it. Finger roll over the front of the rim. He's got 7 and a 22-point midget lead. And now Biggerstaff. Nice look from Burhorst. Rocketed one in to the left block for Biggerstaff, and he lays it up and in. He's got 4. Midgets by 20. Simmons, Pearson at the block, put it up too hard. Got his own rebound. And then poked away from him. Whistle and a foul is going to send our Gage. I called him Guy. Gage Pearson to the free throw line is now. Woods Knights done as Hunter Grable comes into the ball game. And Gage Pearson with 4, looking for 5. Free throw up, missed it. Rebound knocked around and out of bounds. Last touched by Canton. So Owen Ream will trigger. As also into the ball game. And I don't know why, but some of these guys they don't have in Canton's program, but Chase Tomlin's in the ball game. And Chase with it. Get it across for Simmons. Get it Pearson at the block, off glass and in. Gage Pearson with six. 22-point midget lead. Under 2 to play. The other end is Caleb Cox in the ball game. Now Burhorst. Now Cox will try a 3-pointer. Missed it. And high for the rebound was Tyler Frazier, put back up and in. 7 points for Frazier. And now a steal at the other end. Burhorst ahead to Cox. And no problem with the layup. Caleb Cox, first 2 of the night. He's got 2. Owen Ream will bring it up. 65-47. For Tomlin. Back to Ream. And now stolen away by Cox. And now stolen away by Owen Ream. And he's going to be fouled. No, they say Ream stepped on the baseline. Minute 12 to go. An 18-point Putnam County lead as Owen Ream's night comes to an end. As Preble comes back into the ball game. So, Brewer. Now deep Burhorst 3-pointer, too hard. And the rebound ran down by Carter Simmons. Right wing. Simmons spin dribble in the paint for Tomlin. Back to Pribble. And tried to force one into Tomlin. Poked away. Picked up by Burhorst. Burhorst into the corner. Cox. 3-ball up. Missed it. Rebound. Sparrow. Missed it. Rebound. Tyler Frazier put up an in. 65-49 in a game that was not this close. As it's Hunter Grable the other end and poked away from him, stays with Putnam County. Ball goes out of bounds. Pribble inbounds for Grable. Pribble touch pass for Pearson. At the block, put it up, missed the shot. Tyler Frazier with a rebound. Under 10 to play. 10 seconds to play. Dribble drive. Brewer. Back to Sparrow. He'll take it to the block. Lay it up. Miss the shot. And that's the ball game with the final. Putnam County 65. Canton 49. Back to wrap this night up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Use as directed.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get 2 great tastes in 1 delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Nut Bar today.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Canton High School in Canton. Putnam County Midget Basketball on KMEM. It's a final. Putnam County wins their 20th game of the season. Bruce is 20-2, a 65-49 win over Canton. Putnam County never trailed in this game, led 18-11 after one. Outscored Canton 16-14 in the second, led 34-25 at the half. Outscored Canton 16-7 in the third. It was 50-32 after three. And Canton actually outscored Putnam County 17-15 when Putnam County was playing a lot of the bench. And the final, 65-49. Putnam County 20-2, Canton 6-16. The Tigers led in scoring 13 apiece were Dalton Burhorst and Preston Brewer. Zach Sparrow chipped in two, as did Brady Hoeing and Caleb Cox. He got nine from Tyler Frazier, four from Kyle Frazier, and Trevor Biggerstaff with four. Putnam County led in scoring and by Zach Heidenwith. He led all scorers with 26 points. Landon Wood in double figures with 15. Putnam County got two from Jaden Wyatt, seven from Lance Fowler, 9 points from Owen Ream, and six from Gage Pearson. So, again, Putnam County ranked third in the state in Class 2A by Max Preps. Improves to 20-2. Canton drops to 6-16. First game of the night, girls game. Canton Lady Tigers win that one. Final 65-37. Improved to 16-6. Heading to the final week of the regular season, Putnam County drops to 10-12. 65-37 the final. Canton led by Nariah Carey's 25, Macy Glasgow's 11, and Macy Fisher's 12. Carly Seaton led the way for the Lady Midgets with 11. Big week of basketball coming up. Stay tuned to KMEM Sports and the KMEM Sports Facebook page. Tomorrow, Marceline at Knox County. Wednesday, Novinger at Schuyler. Milan is at Scotland on Thursday. And our final game of the regular season, Fayette at Schuyler County, Friday night. Class 2 district tournament starts a week from tonight, and we'll be there with first-round games, 4-5, Princeton versus Putnam County girls, 3-6, Canton versus Knox County. We'll also have Clark County Highland girls probably streaming that night from Class 3 District 6. And the other first-round games on next Tuesday, Scotland County Princeton boys, Schuyler County Canton boys, and Clark County Highland boys. Scotland-Schuyler girls got the bye, as did Putnam County. Okay, Knox County boys get the 2 seed. It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out. Dave and I want to go home. So that's it. That's it for me from Canton High School. For producer Dave Bowden, I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. I'm sure I'm going to see you somewhere down the road. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.
Thank you, Andy. Great job, as usual. And our game tonight has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.